KORN News Radio Sports for Monday, August 24th. I'm Sports Director Travis Krenz. Kyle Schwarber hit his Major League leading 39th home run of the season yesterday. A two-run shot for the Phillies with two outs in the bottom of the ninth as Philadelphia, they would score six runs in the bottom of the ninth. They come back to beat St. Louis 6-4. The win was the Phillies' ninth straight. They now have swept three consecutive series. The Dodgers, they shut out Pittsburgh 4-0. Dodgers have won six straight. They got six scoreless innings from Blake Snell. Another wild game for the Mariners. They lose to the Cubs 19-2 yesterday. Ian Happ and Pedro Ramirez each hit grand slams. They had five RBIs for Chicago. Pete Crow Armstrong also homered. Seattle lost 22-0 to Milwaukee on Tuesday. And then they also lose 19-2 yesterday to the Cubs. The Atlanta Braves beat the Milwaukee Brewers 4-2 last night at the Little League Classic in Williamsport, Pennsylvania. Michael Harris II had a solo home run for Atlanta, while Tyler Molly, he allowed one run over five innings. The Boston Red Sox finished off a sweep of the Giants 5-4. Boston, they were 5-1 last week, their six-game homestand. Red Sox are 7-3 since a five-game losing streak. Cleveland rolled past Colorado 7-2. That was also a three-game sweep. Cleveland rookie Chase DeLauter had two triples he drove into. The Cleveland Guardians, they've won four in a row. They're now tied with Texas for the final wildcard spot in the American League. The Texas Rangers, they would win yesterday 5-3 over the Angels. Not only is Texas tied with Cleveland, Texas now tied with Houston for first place in the AL West. The Cleveland Browns are waiving tight end Daquan Wright. Why is that important? Because Wright has an agreement now to return to college football. He's scheduled to return to LSU for the upcoming season if he clears waivers. Wright is believed to be the first player to sign with an NFL team and then return to college. He signed with the Eagles after going undrafted, and then he went to Cleveland after being claimed off waivers. Wright played for new LSU head coach Lane Kiffin at Ole Miss the past two seasons. Last year, he caught 39 passes for 635 yards and five touchdowns. Wright gained eligibility for another season after joining a group of athletes who received court orders, allowing them to return to college despite turning pro. Caitlin Clark had 37 points last night in a career-high 8 three-pointers as the Indiana Fever pulled away from the Chicago Sky 113-90. Kelsey Mitchell also had 30 points for Indiana. Clark had 8 of Indiana's franchise record 18 threes last night. She also finished with 10 assists. Serena Williams and Carlos Alcaraz will team up for the U.S. Open Mixed Doubles Tournament against a team that will advance from today's 8-team qualifying event. Serena returning to the U.S. Open for the first time in 4 years, while Alcaraz is a 2-time men's singles champion. The first round and quarterfinals of the Mixed Doubles Tournament are tomorrow. The semifinals and the final will be Wednesday. The winning team will split a $1 million grand prize. Williams and Alcaraz received a wild card into the 16-team events. For more sports, check us out online at kornradio.com. I'm Sports Director Travis Krenz.